All right, before we dive into today's episode, where I'm going to be talking a lot about mastering resistance, you're going to hear me talk about my story. You're going to hear me talk about why this is so important. This was actually a call that was taken from my mastery coaching program. And inside of the program, there's not only modules that you have that you can watch and rinse and repeat, kind of like reading a book over and over again. That's like the strategy part. So I teach you the step-by-step, but we have these live calls where we will talk about these topics. You're kind of putting those modules into action. And then the part that you don't see is all of the one-on-one coaching that happens behind the scenes. So people can reach out to me. Everyone gets allocated a mentor. So it's like one-to-one. These mentors are students in the group too. They're actually graduates of my work. And they want to develop deeper coaching skills. And so they just take it to the next level. The reason why I'm telling you this is because there's a big difference between listening to books and podcasts and then integrating and doing any type of work in your life. So before you dive into today's episode, I want you to think about an area of your life that you are actively trying to create change in. So a great and easiest visual of this is, you know, somebody who decides they want to change their eating habits. Are you the type of person that says, oh, someday when, right? Someday when, you know, it's not for me. I don't have time for this. Like, are you in the excuse phase? Or are you the type of person that has got to the point where you've hired the help, but now you don't follow through with any of it? Or you're the type of person that buys the food and it sits and rots in your fridge and you don't eat it because you don't prepare it. Or you're the type of person that prepares everything and then you just forget to eat. Or like, here's my point. My point of why I'm telling you this is because it doesn't matter if it's parenting, if it's additional relationships in your life, if it's your health, your time, your energy, a career change, a relationship. Mastering the art of resistance is a skill. It's something that people don't often talk about, but the way that I work with people is very different than teaching you the strategies. Like, the strategies are the easy part. You get that the second you register. But the reason why I coach at the level that I do, and I don't have a low tier, low level, cheap membership, is because transformation takes inner personal leadership skills. And so that's what I want to leave you with today. If you're like shaming yourself because you have the tools, you have the strategies, pay attention to the little whisper inside of you that's done with some bullshit. If there's a part of you that is done feeling like crap in a certain area of your life and you are experiencing shame or fear or guilt to invest and learn a new skill or to hold yourself accountable, I'm telling you right now, success is guaranteed 100% on the other side of what you are avoiding. That said, I hope you gain shit tons of value from today's episode. If you do, all I ask, because it's 100% free to you, is that you can simply just take a screenshot of it, send it to a friend, you know, send the link to them so they can listen to the podcast, post it on your socials and tag me on @HeatherChauvin. And I'm a real human. So if you want a conversation to be had on the podcast, send me a DM on Instagram, or, you know, yeah, let me know. Or you can email us at hello@HeatherChauvin.com. Let's dive into today's episode. So typically we have Ashley or Jenny doing this call, and I'm taking over today. So it's not going to be exactly like Ashley would do with breathwork or Jenny with hypnosis. So I'm going to make it my own flavor today. And we're going to do a little bit of everything. So I thought, okay, well, while I have your attention, we are going to dig a little bit deeper. And there's just a few people that are going to trickle in the waiting room. So have pen and paper ready, pen and journal. And we are going to do a little bit of visualization. And then towards the end, for those of you who are inside the community, we may do a quick breakout room. But mastering resistance is something that I'm incredibly passionate about, because I think too often we get into the doing of it. And after like talking to people about like, you know, there's this saying, give you what you want, right? Teach you what you want, give you what you need, which is oftentimes I hear people say, I just need a strategy. I just need clarity. I just need a plan. I just need the tools. But that's not really true. You don't need those things. Because if you did, you could just do a quick Google search. You could watch some YouTube videos. You could download some PDFs off the internet. The magic is in the doing. And I was doing some research this morning about like, okay, what do I want to say about mastering resistance? One, it's expecting resistance. Like you should be expecting discomfort. You should be expecting emotional discomfort when you are becoming a different version of yourself, right? So you are all here for one reason. And when I say one reason, there's something that is calling to you internally and you want to bring it to life. Does everyone agree with me? There's many aspects of your life, but probably one in particular or one situation or something that's like getting you to move your life forward. Yes? Okay. That inside of you is a desire. Part of the game of mastering resistance is listening to desire and leading from desire, the desire to change, the desire of the outcome that you want, the life you want, listening to that and leading from that place instead of listening to the fear and resistance and guilt and overwhelm and all the things and leading your life from that place. The challenge is our identity becomes part of where we're leading from. So if you are chronically leading from a place of overwhelm and guilt and fear and people pleasing and all those things, that's your habit, right? It's your mental habit. It's your behavioral habit. And you're just like hanging out over here. And the second you're like, not this, I don't want this life anymore. I don't want this aspect of it. Or I'm ready to lean in and to change. That is where you are learning to play a new game. And so how many of you have ever heard of the confirmation bias? Confirmation bias is the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of your existing belief. So in a nutshell, your brain will constantly find evidence of why it is right. I had a situation happen yesterday, and it was fascinating to watch and observe this person orchestrate drama in their mind mentally. And it was just like watching a tornado in front of me. And I'm like, all you did was you had a belief in a story that you told yourself, and then you sought out evidence of why it was true to keep yourself safe. So a perfect example of that is, let's find evidence of why you can't make more money. Let's find evidence. See, look, you know, it's hard. I can't find clients. Whatever, right? Like I'm looking at my bank account. Like you're going to find evidence instead of redirecting your brain to focus on what you truly want and desire. I hear this from people all the time when it comes to time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Okay, cool. Your brain is going to focus on why you don't have more time. And then it's going to focus on your to-do list. It's going to focus on how everyone else needs you. It's going to focus on all the things you need to do. Or if you tell yourself, I don't have enough energy, I am not capable of achieving this, I'm not worthy of achieving it, you're going to watch for evidence in present or past as to why you cannot achieve something. So that, in a nutshell, not scientific by any means, is confirmation bias. You're just gathering data and evidence as to why a belief or a story that you have is truth. Can you also see how gathering evidence and data as to why something is not going to work for you is a little controlling? Can you see that? It's a little controlling because then you actually do feel safe. If I'm trying to find evidence as to why I can't accomplish something, why I can't create connection in my relationships, why I'll never feel like a good mother, why I'll never live in the body that I truly desire, why I'll never run that marathon. If I gather data and evidence as to why those things are true, then one, I get to play safe. I get to feel safe, maybe not comfortable, but it will feel familiar and safe to me. And then therefore, I won't take action on that future vision. So people actually only change for four reasons. When it hurts enough that they have to. When they see enough and they're inspired to. When they learn enough and they want to. And when they receive enough, they are able to. So oftentimes when I'm working with people, I'm like, oh my gosh, I see this for you. Like, I see the possibility, right? It actually doesn't matter what I see for somebody. I can hold the belief. I can, you know, be like, hey, come on, let's go. Let's do the thing. You know, you have mentors here. If you are in the program, the mentors are reaching out to you. But at the end of the day, if you are constantly choosing the confirmation bias of why your life cannot change, why your relationships cannot change, and why you decide to stay in the exact same spot, nothing will change. So this is where mastering resistance comes into play, because it's part of the game. And I'm using air quotes. We don't need to ruminate on the past. Your life can actually change very quickly if you are willing to look at the future, keep revisiting the future that you crave, and take quick action towards that future. And so some of you in here, I've literally experienced this, and I've experienced it in my own life, where I'm like, here's the path. Like, that's the vision you want. Go do X, Y, Z. And that person is literally taking the action and they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And they're doing it through tears. They're doing it through emotional discomfort. They're doing it through fear, but they're moving forward. They're not staying stuck in the present or revisiting the past. So when you can just simply accept, oh man, resistance is just my brain trying to play tricks on me. Resistance is just trying to, my brain is just trying to keep me alive. Your brain is designed to keep you alive. It is not designed to help you thrive. Once you understand that, you have to realize that your desires, your inner desires, listening to that intuition, that part of yourself that wants to grow, even though it may be masked with fear and uncertainty and overwhelm, that part of you is what needs to be nurtured. That part of you is what needs to grow in order for you to live a thriving life. So when you see people out there and you're like, oh, wouldn't it be nice? I wish I could do that. All you're doing is observing a human that was willing to look inside and listen and lead from that place instead of leading from fear, ego, overwhelm. Is it difficult? I believe it is not. At my core, it is not difficult. I don't believe in hard things. I don't believe it's hard to feel alive. I do not believe it's hard to make money. I do not believe it's hard to feel energized. Doesn't matter what you've been diagnosed with. I believe it is emotionally uncomfortable to consistently choose how you want to feel. That's it. It's just emotionally uncomfortable. That's my belief. And because I believe it's emotionally uncomfortable, I will lean into emotional discomfort. And when I see my brain going back to a confirmation bias and a tendency to choose what's familiar, I will consciously redirect it. Okay? Every day. All day, every day. And then when I understand that that is part of the game of thriving, it becomes a game and a challenge. It's no longer like me beating myself up, being like, I'm not good enough. I can't figure this out. All those things. A quick word about today's sponsor, AG1. It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality. And that's why for years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and quality, for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop because it's tested for over 950 contaminants and banned substances, while most of industry standards typically only test for 10. Isn't that crazy? And bonus, my kids love it, especially my teens. Trust AG1 for consistent daily support. Take control of your well-being with AG1. Experience it now and enjoy a complimentary 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 along with 5 free travel packs with your initial purchase at drinkag1.com/EU. That's drinkag1.com/EU. As another thing that I wrote down is show me how it gets better. So in a state of resistance, and we're going to get out of our head and into our body, but in a state of resistance, that's where curiosity kicks in. Like curiosity. So when Adriana said, I don't know how, I mean, I hear that on a daily basis from people. I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, but I've taught you, like, not just once, like 1 million times, right? Like, it's not that we don't know how, it's that our brain says, I don't know how, to keep us in the familiar. So when that's like a trigger, and it's just the more and more and more you practice this, you become aware of the stories we tell ourselves. So when you are coming up against, I don't know how, like, I think we all have our variation of our familiar stories. And then once you're kind of like getting super crystal clear on what they are, you're like, ah, that's resistance. That's an upper limit, right? That's like my brain going to the familiar. So I don't know how. What is a statement that you can say that is open to curiosity? A few weeks ago, I was talking to them in Voxer and I said, it sounds like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. How can you do this and allow it to be easy? And that person went back, you know, in the next few days, came back to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I've observed in the last 48 hours how I physically put pressure on myself and I still need to take the action, but I'm like, how can I allow this to be easy? Right? Like, this is so easy. This is fun. Doesn't mean that you have to believe that in the moment, but how can you have a more curious energy around the actions you have to take? It just completely shifts the energy. So another example of that is if I'm resistant to something, which I have a lot of resistance in my life because I'm a human being, I will be like, oh my gosh, this is so easy for me. I've already mastered this. Yeah, I just go to the gym, get it done, move on with my life. Like, it's so easy. And then when I tell myself that story, I'm not saying like all my resistance goes away and it's magical, but I can observe how I'm actually making things worse in my mind. So it's your belief and attachment to your resistance that's actually making it worse. How many of you have ever observed a child or another adult outside of you just creating so much drama and chaos in their lives? And you're standing there observing it like, come on. Like, they're just in their little bubble and there's so much chaos. And you're like, just all you got to do is just right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right? And it's so much easier to see it outside of ourselves than it is when we're in it. So a quick tip that I use is when I'm in my shit, and I have a lot of it, but when I'm in it, I'm like, okay, this feels real. I know it's not. It's just my brain trying to keep me safe. So I'm going to close my eyes and observe this exact same situation in somebody else. And I try to remove myself from it. I'm like, how would I respond then? But we don't need to like, nothing else needs to be done. It's just as quickly as you desire to move in your life. Like, I've seen people manifest what they want within weeks, within days. And the observation is they can still be scared. But how resistant are they to receiving what they desire? They can still be scared, but how resistant are they to receiving? There's somebody in here, and I just did a one-on-one with them. They came into the program, and I was reading their Wouldn't It Be Nice list. And then within a week, she like manifested something that was on her list. And I was like, are you shitting your pants? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, you just acted as if you said yes, you jumped into the deep end. You're like, how can I make this happen? Showed up with this curiosity energy, still nervous, still scared, and having a pinch me moment. I didn't do any work for her. She did it all, but her energy was this of curiosity versus someone who's like, I can't, I can't, I can't, and then arguing through their resistance. So pay attention to the energies. That's it. That's all we ask. All you're doing here is opening doors. That's it. Opening doors. It's that simple. And I'm saying it's that simple because that's my belief. Have the uncomfortable conversation. Send the email. Do the thing you don't think you're capable of doing. But as Morgan would say on the emotional freedom call, you know, we always chat after we're like, what do they need? And she's like, it's just the, sometimes it's the addiction to our stories. Like the, like, we just want to hang on to a belief or a story because who am I if I let it go? Because then we actually have to face ourselves, which is not bad. I think we're actually more terrified of what we're capable of. But my fear of failure gets bigger when I actually go after a goal, because if I'm putting energy and effort towards something, I have to like admit that I failed, rather than if I avoid it, I can say I didn't try. All right. Now, the good stuff. So we're going to get into a little bit of work. So pen and paper, and then we're going to do some visualization. I want to know who she is, though. Like, why are you here? So oftentimes people will like, I'm like, where's your vision? Like, my vision is like 5 bullet points in the back of my journal, back of my planner. I look at it weekly at minimum, but I try to just take a quick glance daily. And I ask myself, what energy am I leaning into this? Sometimes I'm like, it's not going to be a good, you know, it's not going to be like a go-getter day or a go-getter week, but I know what my future desires. This can be your wouldn't it be nice list. How many of you have a wouldn't it be nice list? Okay. So wouldn't it be nice list is like the first thing I ask you to do in here. And there's no perfection allowed here. So your wouldn't it be nice? I just said that and someone was like laughing already. So the wouldn't it be nice list is like literally wouldn't it be nice? Okay. If, and you write down whatever your heart desires. Okay. That is what your soul is craving. Today, so number one, if you don't have a wouldn't it be nice list, it be nice if, most of you should, but you are, that's going to be your journal prompt, okay? Number one, wouldn't it be nice? And you're just going to randomly write anything that comes to your mind. If you already have your wouldn't it be nice list and it's in front of you or near you, I want you to take it to the next step. Who do you need to become in order to attract that? And sometimes I don't actually like using the terminology attraction because it feels like I do believe in all of that stuff, but it feels too out there. Who do you need to become in order to get there? Okay. So make it as simple as I want to go on a road trip and the destination is wherever your destination is, an hour away. Wouldn't it be nice if I could go to this place an hour away? Okay. If you just sit at home and you don't get in the car, you don't fill your gas tank, you don't turn on the engine, and you don't get on the road, you are 100% guaranteed never going to get to that destination. Does everyone agree with me? That's the exact same thing I'm trying to get you to see here. You can write shit on your wouldn't it be nice list, but if you don't get clear on who you need to become and the actions you need to take, you're never going to get there. It is about the journey of becoming. When I ask you to do this, I also want you to consider your resistance of choice. So I have many resistances of choice, and they are manipulative and they also evolve after I've mastered one, then another one comes up. So how many of you like are will go through like an upper level in your life and all of a sudden get like some mysterious physical symptoms? And then you're like, oh, well now I need to go down the rabbit hole of, you know, look, going down the healthcare system to figure this out. Now I have these protocols and nothing's working. I'm like, yeah, sometimes it's just, you need to take action. It's just your body trying to regulate itself, doing some weird shit. And it's just like these mysterious things. But once you're getting back in alignment, all of a sudden, they're gone. Like I notice every single time I'm taking different action, I'm like, oh, now my knee hurts. Now my big toe hurts randomly, like random things. And I'm like, I've done nothing. So it's not just in your mind and the stories you're going to tell yourself. You're also going to notice how your relationships become very needy when you are like, I literally cleared everything out of there. And then all of a sudden, wha-bam, this big thing plops in my lap. That can also be a form of resistance. So we're not going to judge it. We're just going to be curious. Who do you need to become? And don't think of it intellectually. Even if you have to close your eyes, just visualize yourself in conflict or conflict is coming. How do you need to show up differently in those areas when you know resistance is going to come up? Perfect. So let's just take defensiveness as an example, just to give everyone a clear, like what this looks like. Wouldn't it be nice if every time my partner or my child approaches me in their red zone, I'm going to say, whatever your terminology is, I instantly can feel my own trigger and I decide to disengage instead of react. Like I'm asking you not to be perfect in this situation, not to be like, wouldn't it be nice if someone punched me in the face and I just didn't respond and I smiled and I was like, you know, enlightened. That's not reality. So we're going to take a few moments one little degree, your resistance is there. You're like, I want to avoid, I want to avoid. I'm going to lean in. What does it look like when I lean in? And let it be messy. Alrighty. Wouldn't it be nice if whatever you chose to write down is exactly what your soul craves? Getting out of the identity, not getting out of it, but leaning into living our lives by default versus by design. And when I say lives, the all aspects of your life, your relationships, health, finances, all the things, energy, time. When we are living on autopilot, parts of ourselves are being shut down. We go into robot mode and we're just check, 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 check. There's a time and a place for that, but not every day, all day. When you choose to live in alignment with how you want to feel, that is the destination. That's the goal. And you will not live in alignment with how you want to feel 100% of the time. That is certain. You will have ups, you will have downs. It's like nature. It's like the weather, sunny outside. Tomorrow it could be rainy. Next day it could be snowy where I live because it changes all the time. But when you see your emotional state like the weather, the control that you do have is looking at, who do I need to become? That is what you have control over. Emotionally, when you start to feel out of control, you start to control external things, things that are certain. I can buy this stuff, right? Retail therapy. I can change the way I look. I can try to manipulate and change other people's behavior. That is what we think we have control over. In reality, when you begin to control your emotions, the emotional roller coaster, that like self-doubt, like I'm talking about resistance in general, self-doubt, fear, overwhelm, all those things. When you begin to play the game of how do I manage these things, these big emotions, not only are you learning emotional intelligence, emotional regulation, but you will actually create the life you desire. I don't know where I put this, but I wrote one of the points and I want to hear from someone. So just write in the chat, like you can pick on me as an example of what you wrote down and who you needed to become. But I was reflecting on how cancer gave me like a PhD in mastering fear. And it was the class I never signed up for. But I realized until I had the option or didn't have the option to run away from my fear, I had to run towards it. And so when I had, and most of you have heard me say this before, when I didn't have a back door, right? When my back was against the wall and I had no other option but to move forward and think about the future, my behavior changed drastically. Because I was like, how do I want to feel? How can I feel alive? And, you know, one of the four points that I said is people create change. Where did I put my little dots? People create change when they hurt enough, they have to. That was why I created change, because I was in so much pain and I was scared. So fear was my identity at the time. It was all I could think about all day, every day. So I utilized fear. And I was like, I don't want you around anymore. I don't want you. But without fear, it wouldn't have catapulted me into the future. Does that make sense? Like there's benefits in fear. But I knew I didn't want to live a fearful life. So I had to choose how I wanted to feel, which was alive. And I had no evidence of that. And so when I get clear on resistance, I'm like, what the hell? Like, why am I so afraid of accomplishing this goal? And next to a resistance, I put doubt and uncertainty. And most of the reason why you're not running towards what you desire is because you've never had it before. So if you've never had something before, there's no evidence that you can achieve it. So it's just that fear of uncertainty. So when you can begin to be like, do I have any other evidence in my life that I've accomplished something when I had no, like when there was uncertainty? I guarantee you, you're like 100%. right? Have you had doubt around something and then accomplished something previously? Most of you are going to say yes. So you have evidence that you are capable of that, even if it's something tiny. So you have to act as if. Okay. Everyone, I want you to close your eyes for a second. I don't ever believe this is about money. I don't ever believe it's about time or energy. I truly believe it's about us as individuals and women wanting to feel like we matter, like we have purpose, like we have worth. And it doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter if you actually have time. It doesn't matter if you have energy. There's so much that holds us back. It can be guilt. It can be overwhelm, the opinions of others. The second you begin to create change in your life, everything that was holding you back will hold you back. And it may be guilt. It may be, who knows? So right now, I want you to close your eyes. Now, I want you, with your eyes still closed, I want you to ask your future self, the part of you that desires, that version of you that is so badly trying to get your attention, just for today, just this moment, what does she need from you? Just ask her, what do you need from me? What do you want me to know? Gently, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, and I want you to write down what she needs. You get to change the words and terminology, but you get to put your own beliefs inside of the stories that people tell you. Meaning, this is in any way. If someone says you are incapable of doing that, you can simply say, I don't receive that. That's your belief, and I am not going to accept that projection onto me. So when I am reminding myself that desire equals purpose. Desire equals purpose. And when I am seeking outside of myself, of somebody else to tell me the way, tell me the path, all I am doing here, I mean, some of you have known me for a very long time, and I've even gone back and listened to myself talk 10, 12, 14 years ago. And I'm like, I'm saying the same shit. And I still struggle on a daily basis. And all I'm literally doing is trying to remember who I am and what I love, what I desire, how I want to feel, while I'm trying to be all these other things to other people. And over and over and over again, the more I just say, what do I need? What do I want? To the tiny things of, I need a glass of water. I need to see sunlight. I need, you know, I was going to say something inappropriate. I was like, don't do that right now, Heather. But anyways, I need something. Just give yourself permission to stop abandoning those little whispers. And that is resistant. That's like leaning in, mastering resistance. Is like, if you can start with the tiny things of, I need a glass of water, then when you need to take the big leap and, you know, put in that resignation form, to send that text, to have that emotionally uncomfortable conversation, to walk away when you want to lean in, that's where the magic happens. So start with the tiny things. Have the conversation. Do the thing. Don't worry about if you're going to arrive at the destination. Don't worry about that. Let's just master resistance first. Because when you do that, one day you'll wake up and go, holy shit, I can check one of those things off my wouldn't it be nice list, because I was leaning into who I needed to become and the action I needed to take. And when I normally want to procrastinate or avoid, now I'm going to lean into that and take action, even if I'm fatigued, even if I don't want to do it, just to break the pattern.